Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. You're up talking about holding the line at Greece, or is it Ireland, or is it Portugal, or is it Spain, or is it Italy? It's Tuesday, December 7th. That's what it is. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste is away for a couple of days. Let's go right to the morning's top news. We got a big one. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has turned himself in to British police this morning after they received a Swedish official warrant for his arrest. He's wanted for questioning in connection with rape allegations. Mark Stevens, a British lawyer representing Assange, tells our partner, the BBC, that prosecutors in Sweden haven't explained the case against his client.
What we have here is a situation where the prosecutor has declined to tell Julian Assange the nature of the allegations against him, or indeed the evidence against him, and hasn't even communicated with him.
Assange will appear at a London court today for an extradition hearing. A spokesman for WikiLeaks says the arrest won't stop the group from continuing to releasing classified information. President Obama and Republicans have reached a deal in Washington on tax cuts. If approved, the compromise would extend unemployment benefits while keeping Bush-era tax cuts in place for all income levels, including the wealthiest Americans.
I'm not willing to let working families across this country become collateral damage for political warfare here in Washington.
The package will add about $900 billion to the national debt over the next 2 years. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear Walmart's bid to block the largest ever class action lawsuit filed on behalf of 1.5 million current and former female employees. The suit alleges female employees were passed over for promotions and paid less than men. Law professor Laura Rosenberry explains Walmart will argue that each store operates independently.
Walmart's hurdle will be to show that the plaintiffs are in fact diverse and that the various stores in various regions did use different hiring and promotion procedures.
More on the landmark class action suit and the Supreme Court's agreeing to take the case at thetakeaway.org. If it moves forward, the claims could cost Walmart billions of dollars. Defense Secretary Robert Gates landed at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan this morning. It includes a meeting with President Hamid Karzai and top American commanders. Gates will also review U.S. strategy in the 9-year war. The Treasury Department has reached a deal to sell the government's remaining 2.4 billion shares of Citigroup. The bailout of Citigroup will leave taxpayers with a profit of $12 billion. And a freeze warning for Alabama, Georgia, and Florida has citrus growers concerned. Florida citrus grower Justin Sorrells tells ABC News he's especially worried about his youngest plants.
Those are the ones we're most concerned about, because without our younger trees growing into production, we're really hurt.
The citrus farmers from Southwest Florida are still reeling from record losses last year. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow will get underway at 11,362. The S&P opens at 1,223. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,594. Coming up this morning, a look at how the president and Senate Republicans came to a tentative deal on extending the Bush-era tax cuts and also extending unemployment benefits. Will the deal stick? Later this hour, D.C. correspondent Todd Zwillick will explain. But first, in a few minutes, is there any hope for the financially troubled European countries? And if the troubles that Latin America went through during the 80s can teach Europe, what can they teach the United States? We're on the horizon as the next debt crisis. Debt and Europe coming up.